This morning we were practicing opening out into all the six senses and doing that with a sense of caring for whatever arose in the six senses. And we were doing our best not to push anything away, not to cling on to anything, just to allow there to be a free flow of experience. So this afternoon we're going to carry on in the same area. We'll do some more just sitting informed with positive emotion. And I think we'll come at it from a slightly different angle. See if we can get a sense of it, if we approach it in a slightly different way. We've had one or two questions one saying, is the highest level of metta the same as the absolute bodhicitta? And another one saying, is shunyata metta? So, on a sort of everyday level, well, metta is a volition, it's well-wishing. And shunyata is the open dimension of experience. It's what makes conditionality possible, is the fact that there are no fixed things. There's no core to anything. Nothing inherently exists. But on a deeper level, when we start moving into a world beyond clinging, then, well, in the world beyond clinging, positive emotion is natural. And on the highest level, you could say that the experience of reality, which corresponds to absolute bodhicitta, part of that experience, a quality of that experience, is that it's loving. William Blake has this quote about eternity is in love with the products of time. So, awareness finally is beyond any limitations of time or space. It's as if that awareness is in love with those momentary appearances within it. It's as if the quality of awareness is infused with love, and then just whatever emerges out of shunyata, as it were, because shunyata isn't just an emptiness, it's not just an absence. Yeah. It's full, it's rich. Yeah. So whatever emerges is held within a field of love. And another aspect of emptiness is that it's seeing the emptiness of the distinction between subject-object, me in here, you, the world, out there. And when that disappears, then again, metta is natural, because it's like at the moment, you know, if I feel I'm a separate, discrete being, I care for my left hand, because that feels like, I feel like, well, that's within the field of me. So naturally I care for my hand. That's part of me. So I take care of it. I look after it. I don't let anything happen to it if I can. So when the barriers come down, when the barricades come down, and there's no longer a sense of separation, then you care for everything, because you're not separate from anything. So naturally, whatever's there, whoever's there, there's a natural kind of care. So, yes, in a sense, the highest level of metta is the same as absolute bodhicitta. Metta is a quality of absolute bodhicitta. And on a deep level, shunyata and metta are qualities of the same experience beyond clinging. So, how do we move a little bit in that direction? Well, let's do some practice and see what we can manage. So we'll probably be sitting for about 35 minutes. Let's begin by tuning into metta. Whatever way works for us best. And for a minute or so, let's just bear in mind the one who we're being a metta steward for. Now let's focus again on ourselves. Very often when we start meditating, there's a sense of being in what the Zen tradition would call small mind. So we're identified with the body, with our thoughts and feelings, our cares and concerns. Hopes and fears, how's this meditation going to go? So if that's happening or it's been happening, just getting a sense of that, what that's like. Just making it quite conscious to ourselves. How is it in here within this bubble? Now let's see if we can widen out, move more into what Zen would call big mind. Where if we're identified with anything, we're identified with the whole of our experience. So it's if we're going to be all the sounds, all the sights, if we expand the bubble to include all our experience, can imagine if the Buddha or our Yidam was just sitting. Our awareness would be completely open. Open to everything. Now there's nothing out there, nothing which is nothing to do with us. So when we're identified with all experience like this, our care and concern doesn't stop with our skin. It includes all our experience. Just as if the Buddha or our Yidam were just sitting, be this field of loving kindness. And anything which appeared, anyone who appeared within it, would be bathed in that. So we've done our best to move from small mind to big mind. It's really from a small chitta to a large and all-embracing chitta. From a small heart-mind to a great heart-mind. If all experience, all the coughs, the pain in our shoulders, everything is It's held within the great open heart of awareness. We want to go a little bit further. Do our best to drop the idea that this open, loving awareness is my open, loving awareness. It doesn't belong to anyone. It never has. It never will. Whatever's going on, even if we're sleepy, distracted, seeing if we can keep an awareness that that's all happening in this great open-hearted, much larger space. you want to go one more step, see if you can let go of any idea of this great open awareness as any kind of container. It's not like a big bubble. Just let the bubble go. we're ready, let's bring the meditation to an end by making the wish that the benefits be shared with all beings. Now I thought I'd read something which I expect you'll know well. So, Song of the Seventh Dalai Lama. And after that we'll have an open period of meditation, again for about 35 minutes. And whatever you're doing, whatever feels appropriate for you, all I'd ask is that you do it with a sense that we're all engaged in one practice. So one person might be doing a body scan, somebody else might be just sitting, somebody else might be doing Tonglen, but we're all working together, practicing together. Practice of one spiritual community. This is the seventh Dalai Lama's song on emptiness, meditation, and action. An image of a sun enthroned in the heavens, radiating 1,000 beams of light. Were we to shower bright rays of love upon all beings, how excellent! An image of a kingly eagle gliding high in space. Were our mind to glide without grasping in the space of truth itself, clear and empty, how excellent! An image of fresh white clouds, bright, pure, and drifting freely. Were we to build clear, blissful meditation in the perfect mystic mandala, how excellent! An image of a grey wind flowing forcefully through the sky. Were we to maintain an energy flow always beneficial to others. The best of spiritual practices, never artificial. How excellent. An image of the vast sky, everywhere free of obstruction. Were this song on emptiness, meditation and action, without hindrance to benefit the world, how excellent. So now open practice with one another, for one another.